Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And its 250 years history has never had traitors as bad as Honoré and Milley and Austin. These men, once they've been politically, culturally, economically, and using the criminal justice system defeated, will be known as the new definition of Benedict Arnold. They are the plague. They are a curse. And they are planning, in my view, false flag terror attacks here in America to cement their rollout against us. They're spoiling for a war. They're spoiling for a coup. They're spoiling to overthrow. And they're getting ready to carry out terror attacks. That is, their handlers are, to be blamed on those of us that are loyal Americans in our opposition to the destruction of the country and the sellout of the nation. And they're all over television saying Trump questioning the election is an act of terror, and he's got to be dealt with by the military. The
government's going to kill this guy.
And they're on channels saying, we need to get members of Congress using the military.
People sitting in Congress right now, people in and around the former president.
And then General Milley and General Austin and General Honoré get up there and click their heels and say, we want to slug out with the American people, and every white person that doesn't salute us is a white supremacist enemy, and we're the Americans and they're Hitler. And we're going to get them. We're ready for war. Turn us loose. Ooh, 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 ooh. We're going to get America. Death to America, says Milley. Death to America, says Austin. Death to America, says Honoré. To chronicle the treason and anti-American activities of General Honoré, Austin, and Milley, it would take years. Let us examine only one small data point, the gun confiscation that took place after the Katrina hurricane, where peaceful people, high and dry, under the orders of Honoré, had their firearms stolen and taken from them, never to be returned.
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn, and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You say guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
And now Honoré is organizing the national response for the Democratic Party for gun confiscation.
That happened today in this wealthy neighborhood where homeowners had armed themselves to protect their mansions. Residents were handcuffed on the ground. In the end, police took their weapons but let them stay in their homes. For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city. This guard unit occupied a church, using it as a base camp.
All of a sudden, they were banging on the front door, the side door, and the back door, and they said, let us in. I said, it's not even loaded. I really thought they were going to kill me.
They took them. And they didn't have a right to take them. They didn't have a reason to take them.
You never expect to do this in your own country.
Chris Montgomery says he'd rather be in Iraq than patrolling American neighborhoods.
Walking up and down these streets, you don't want to think about the stuff that you're going to have to do. Somebody pops around the corner.
And you shoot an American.
Yeah.
You know them by their fruits, as Christ said. A leopard never changes its spots. Here, in focus, is the treason of Honoré against the Second Amendment and America.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. And coming up on the other side is going to be Alex Jones down at the southern border. And he tells me, we had brief conversations, the footage is incoming now. He says, Owen, we have the most unbelievable footage that we've ever captured from the border. You're not going to believe it. He was breathless on the phone. And so, yeah, we've had 500,000 people come across the border illegally since Kamala Harris has been put in charge. And it's
the 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com. July 4th, 2021 is now upon us. That means our yearly big sale is here. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, June 30th, 2021. InfoWars is on the air, so the resistance is still alive. But the globalist assault on America continues, and our very own Alex Jones is down at the southern border witnessing it happening. And Alex is on the line with us now with perhaps, we're about to reveal, the most unbelievable footage from the southern border that we've seen yet to this date. Alex Jones on the line. What have you witnessed in McAllen, Texas, since your arrival at the border last evening?
Well, Owen, I want to be calm here because this is the most insane thing I've ever seen. Way crazier than sneaking into Bohemian Grove and catching the only footage of the ritual. Way crazier than being behind the scenes with Trump, you know, with the RNC 2016. Crazier than watching my first children born, because what I witnessed today in 45 minutes, you have to understand something. We left after 45 minutes to come back to the hotel so that we would have better bandwidth to upload the raw footage that should be up on Bandai Video the next 20 minutes or so. And it's just raw, unedited, just from one of our cameras, 42-minute video. Let me just start here, okay? One of our great camera guys, Zach, who's been here, I guess, 8 years, he was with us here the last time we were here a couple months ago, and I looked over, and he had tears in his eyes, and I said, what's going on? And he's not a drama queen. He goes, I just caught on tape. One of the little kids was going around looking for somebody crying. They don't have a parent with them. And then I saw the child about 50 yards away inside the COVID testing center, and they just disappeared. And then we just kind of glossed over that. And then I saw that over and over again. You know, at a mall or at a amusement park when a child's alone, scared for their mom or dad. Ladies and gentlemen, on the 42 minutes of video that's being uploaded. And understand, this is going on 2 miles from me right now, continually. We were there 42 minutes, and I saw 3 buses deliver people. I saw 6 or 7 other buses dumping people off down the street. I saw dozens of vans. The Catholic Charity here in McAllen has at least 7 big buildings. One of them is 80 yards long warehouse. When the doors open, you just see hundreds of women and children inside. And I'm standing there as a bus pulls up. There's another bus around the corner dumping people off of the alleyway with people in cages. Wait till I get to that. So I'm telling you, folks, people in cages with private mercenaries wearing Catholic Charity outfits, driving Border Patrol buses with guns on their sides. So Biden has deputized all these people, the child smugglers. We confronted them, by the way, and the Border Patrol came because they are their enforcers. And the head of the Border Patrol has said, before they relieved him from command, that they now complete the smuggling process. But I'm standing there about 30 minutes into this feed, again, that you're all going to see, being shot on an iPhone, because all the other cameras were fogged up in the rain. And I witness children looking around, carrying blankets, looking around like they don't know where they are, without mothers. And get this, blonde-haired, blue-eyed children, without their mothers, without their fathers, coming up to the security guard and saying, in English, I heard them saying, I want my mother. And I started screaming at my security guard. I said, call the police, call 911. And the kid gets into this spider hole, and the door closes with armed men smiling at us, the ones that didn't have masks on. This is beyond anything I have ever imagined. So you all know when you see a child that's lost at Target or Walmart. You all know when a child gets lost at church, you know, you take him to the front, and then the PA says, you know, we have a small child here. His name's Corey or whatever. We have to come here. We have to have a permanent office, which is going to be dangerous because they'll probably send cartels after us next. That's why we kind of hit and run here, because it's all cartel run. We have to come down here and stay in McAllen now, because this is human smuggling. These are kidnapped children. The Senate report said that thousands of children under Obama were knowingly placed with child rapists. And so this is just an expansion of that. This is tenfold conservatively the amount of activity we saw last time. And it was like a beehive of buses and of vans and of taxis, putting them on buses, putting them on planes, charter planes, weird, creepy dudes. You know, they're picking up kids for themselves, no IDs, people wearing masks. But wait till you see the footage. It's being uploaded right now. In fact, Rob News in the room next to me, I should probably text him, guys, and tell him to send you guys a screenshot of the blonde-haired, blue-eyed kids. And again, I'm sitting there, and I go, why am I staring at these kids? They were barefoot. Barefoot. Sitting there holding, all they had was a blanket in their hand with huge black circles around their eyes. Blonde-haired, blue-eyed children, ladies and gentlemen. But again, okay, maybe the woman married an Anglo guy. No, these kids were not with them. They were looking for an adult and saying, I want my mommy. In English, I heard them walk up to the security guard and said, I want my mommy. And I almost jumped over. They put a little fence up there now. Almost jumped over and tackled the security guard and grabbed the kid, but I'd be in jail. Then we see another car cramming kids in it without safety seats. I walk over and I say, that's illegal. They call the police. The police come. I didn't block the car that time. Too long. The police say, well, you're right. I would have given them a ticket if that happened. Call me again. But this is all on tape. And then the left says what we shot back in April was fake, Owen, even though it's all real. And they said, surge the border. And you see children being thrown over, babies thrown over the 20-foot fence, bouncing at the bottom, and then being sent back over and over again to smuggle humans in. But we know. Hundreds of thousands of children are kidnapped in the U.S. every year. You know, the Amber Alert system is run by Laura Silsby, who changed her name, who was convicted for smuggling children for the Clintons out of Haiti, many of which ended up, by the way, never seen again or alive. She runs the tracking system for Amber Alert. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we, and I'm just going to say it point blank, we need people to donate at InfoWarsStore.com. A purchase of a product's donation. You can be our sponsor, give a five-time gift, one-time gift. 100 times gift. You can give $100, $5, $1. You can do recurring gifts, but we need money because I don't have the money to keep a team down here and to come down here myself at least a day a week. It's 5.5 hours from Austin. We need the funds to do this. And here's the whole other area. There are tens of thousands of people, it's estimated by the rest of my crew, because we've got the crew split. They're out at the airport where Trump is about to land at a DPS airport outside McAllen, and he's going to come to the DPS facility and have a press conference with Governor Abbott. Okay, great. And Governor Abbott has actually done something now, calling in foreign state police from outside Texas, and they are trying to arrest illegals for trespassing and breaking and entering and the crimes they're already getting picked up for. But the counties locally have pulled out of the emergency declaration, and so they're now, as sanctuary counties, aiding and abetting the smugglers, the cartels, and Trump needs to come to downtown McAllen, where they have at least 7 buildings with buses and people and smuggling to the left and the right. No Fox News, no CNN, nobody. No, instead they're going to have rallies and rah, rah, we're upset about what's happening at the border. That's fine and dandy. But it's the exposure what's happening here that is the most important, because you can go to downtown McAllen at the corner of 15th Street and Austin, and you can see this for yourself. We're going to go back down there today. And there's towns like this all over the border, the same thing. They had hundreds, what, 100? Tim Enlow, my security guy, smart guy's here. He's been following the news. How many people did one sector grab in the last few months?
174,000 in Del Rio.
174,000 in Del Rio sector. And Tim will come on next segment with you, Owen. But you have to understand, I could take just this 42-minute video and have, you know, Alex Jones tries to block human smugglers again. Women and children transported in cages delivered by private mercenaries to alleyway. But it goes on and on. Imagine, that's me and my crew in 42 minutes. This is one nonstop deal. 42 minutes, and we can't even digest all this. This is the level of the replacement migration crime that's been committed with the UN shutting down the world food supply for the last year and a half, with the global lockdown, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. When they asked these people, why are you here? They said, we're starving. There's no businesses. There's no land. We're not allowed to leave our houses.
We'll be right back.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Back live on the Alex Jones Show, and you know, it's just incredible to be witnessing this history and now to even be a part of it. InfoWars breaking the news again at the southern border that nobody else will touch. We went down there last time, we exposed child sex trafficking happening. It showed you how the gang members, the cartel members, are there running the facilities. We showed you how the Biden administration is funding all of it, how their policy is completing the process using Border Patrol. And we go down there again. And it's worse than we've ever seen, and that is saying a lot. And so this is just one side of the coin of tyranny to collapse the West that we are witnessing right now. We're going to have more coming up later on the Alex Jones Show of the total process being used to subvert the United States of America into a third world nation of tyranny. And Alex Jones is on the phone with us right now, just trying to, in a short 10-minute segment, explain everything that he's witnessed down at the border since his arrival last night. So, Alex, pick it up where you left off.
Okay, then I'm going to hand the phone over to Tim Enloe, who's been in basically, you know, law enforcement, federal, Army, Marines, Blackwater, you name it. And he's also been deployed at the border before when he was in the military. So he can really speak to this at an even better level than I can. But let me be very clear about this when I say these things. This is illegal under international, under federal, under state law. It is a giant organized crime operation, and Biden is exercising his criminal will, just like he did still in the election doing this. They still have a waiver that the Justice Department put in, which they don't have the power to do under law. The Justice Department now makes law, like the judges do, saying 4 months ago that the people transporting these children and women do not have to have a criminal background check. We witnessed prison buses with women and children in cages being loaded into an alleyway, into what looked like a dungeon door, with armed private security. We confronted the armed security politely but forcefully and said, what is your authority to be transporting people in these Border Patrol vehicles with guns? Who are you? They were wearing masks, of course, and they said, we are emergency security. Then I said, you're not allowed to do this. And so then we made them sit there 20 minutes until the Border Patrol showed up, and then they transported them in and would not say who they were. And again, the mask is the symbol of this criminal takeover. And then I saw unaccompanied, blonde-haired, blue-eyed children, not one, but three. And they're walking right by me, and then I turned dawning. And they walk right around the corner of the little fence in front of the Catholic Charity with armed men. They walk over and they goes, I want my mama. And I was like standing about 8 feet away over the fence. And I, my mouth was hanging open. And see, when you're hit with something this criminal, it's like, and then everybody's going along with it. It's like Nazi Germany or the Aztecs sacrificing children. What do you do? Or Jeffrey Dahmer, he learns eating his neighbors or whatever. He's got them in 50-gallon drums. Everybody's just standing around like it's normal. I start going, call 911, call 911. And my crew goes, they're not going to do anything. And so I almost ran through the door and just, because, I mean, I know I'll grab the kid. They're kidnapped. They're here. We must force this. I mean, there are kidnapped children, ladies and gentlemen. The Senate report confirms it's happening on a massive scale. Literally, because if I saw, you know, wonderful little brown children sitting there going, I want my mama, I want my mama. That freaked us out before. This is blonde-haired, blue-eyed kids, barefoot. You know, the CIA got caught in the Finders case back in the 80s. Ted Gunderson and the FBI, when they were better, exposed this. A CIA vehicle with barefoot little kids kidnapped in a van in Florida, and that brought down the whole CIA base in D.C. where they had kidnapped kids making stunt films and rape films. That all came out in the newspaper, folks. This is real. Look up the Finders case. So I'm telling you, this is all naked. It is out in the damn open. This has crossed the line with me. I'm not putting up with this. I'm not going along with this. And we are becoming a narco-terrorist country. And there are massive amounts of European tourists and others having their kids kidnapped in Central America. And a lot of kids get kidnapped whenever my uncle was in Guatemala. My cousin got kidnapped back in the 1980s for about 3 days. They had to pay a ransom. So it's very common in Guatemala, and these are Central American children. I am witnessing kidnapped children. The government is pure damn evil. Tim Enlow, give people a little bit of a briefing here, and we'll go to break. Come back with you. Owen Schroyer hosting and Alex Jones at the McAllen border. While Trump is about to land, everybody's waving Trump flags. Imagine if they all came to McAllen.
Yeah, so Owen, as you recall, when we were down here, we documented extensively how the Border Patrol was dropping these illegals off at the COVID testing center in downtown McAllen. Well, they've done away with that pretense now. That all those tents have been taken down, and the buses now literally directly roll up. The Border Patrol buses that'll directly roll up to Catholic Charities RGV, and dozens upon dozens of illegals just pour out and are taken into that center.
So, Tim, let me ask you then, what is the release policy? Because we know they were using that testing facility as kind of the soft release facility, like, oh, that's processing, and then once you're out, you're released. Are they just considered released now once they get taken to the facility?
Right. So as soon as they pull up, that's an interesting point. So that is why they have now switched. If you recall, Owen, so before the Border Patrol personnel were the ones driving the buses up to the COVID testing site. Now the Border Patrol already releases them at the detention center and turns responsibility over them to private guards. And now it's private guards wearing bandanas over their faces that are driving these buses into downtown McAllen, and then they're pulling up in front of the Catholic Charities RGV, and they're just letting the people out there. So when we started filming, they became so worried that they refused to open the buses up and let the illegals out, and they actually called Border Patrol to come assist the private guards in helping get the illegals off the bus and hurry them into the Catholic Charities building.
And we're witnessing all of this, folks. You're seeing some of the footage. This is just some of the footage that we've gotten from the crew. They're still sending us more. So I guess that means that as soon as you get released from that facility, you're basically free. I mean, they don't to go with that private security, right? They can just walk down the road.
Come back to Enlow, Owen. We're going to rock on the other side. But this is the key to this. It's 10 times the magnitude it was before. And as fast as they go in, they come back out and then get on the city buses to go God knows where. Back to Tim.
Right. And that's exactly right, Owen. So they're free to go. As soon as they step off that bus, they are free. And then after that, as we know, the Catholic Charities then get them plane tickets to fly them throughout the United States. And, you know, it's the amount of buses. We were there 20 minutes and buses were just coming nonstop. In fact, one bus had to wait on 15th Street before he could turn because another bus was already blocking the entrance in front of the Catholic Charities RGV. And if you remember when we were down here, Owen, they've now annexed the building across the street, the one with the Hollywood sign on it. Catholic Charities has now opened that up.
So our reporting on that was also accurate.
It's absolutely 100% accurate, and we now today have footage of them going into both buildings simultaneously. So one bus will put up, one group will go into the building marked Hollywood, the other bus will put up, and it'll go into the original RGV building.
Now, see, that just proves chicanery because we specifically asked, after doing our own independent investigation, hey, when are you going to launch this new facility? They said, no, that's not our building. We're not doing that. Turns out they lied about that too, huh?
They absolutely lied about that. They now have armed guards in front of that building, and up to 7 to 8 security personnel are now walking with the illegals to put them in the vans to transport them to the airport. And all their T-shirts said, Emergency Response Team.
Yeah, we've got this video. This is incredible. We're going to be right back with Alex Jones and the crew. But, folks, let me just say, I mean, they are running. They are openly running human smuggling operations at the southern border right now. And they're also running eugenics programs with these vaccines right now. I mean, this is...
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us. And that means our yearly big sale is here. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems. systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July Super Sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Show Owen Schroyer at the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Alex Jones and crew about 5.5 hours south in McAllen, Texas at the southern border. No, not where Kamala Harris went for a photo shoot where there's no smuggling going on. No, where the actual human trafficking operation is going on. Honestly, folks, this is so epic. It's so over the top. It's so beyond our pay grade, but nobody else wants to do this, so it has to be InfoWars, and that's why your support at InfoWarsStore.com is so key. And Alex Jones and crew rejoin us there from the border. I'm honestly overwhelmed, and I witnessed this myself, guys, but I can't even imagine what you're going through where we're already dizzy and spinning over here with the vaccines killing everybody. And then it's like, okay, hey, let's go focus again on this issue. And it's just, oh yeah, they're trafficking hundreds of children across the border every day with now private security, masked men. It's all totally illegal. These kids will, half of them probably end up in a sex trafficking ring. And it's just like, oh yeah, the Border Patrol just facilitates it. So I can't even believe that this is happening. I can't imagine how overwhelmed you guys are right now.
perfectly said, Owen, because you have to understand, we would come down here before and see a bus. And, of course, there's hundreds of sites like this across the Texas border. We'd see a bus every hour, see a van every 30 minutes. This is three, four buses at one time. Buses constantly, vans everywhere. An assembly line where there's a shot on the video. It's almost uploaded to you. We were able to send you the first half, but it's the second half. It's really powerful. But the uploads failed a few times. So next hour, it's really the second half because it's all unedited. We get out of the car immediately. They're smuggling kids out of the building into vans without safety seats. It says emergency response with special weird federal tags on the cars. It's all these goon guys with masks on and guns bugging their eyes out at us in like fake looking security guard outfits. And these are definitely Central Americans being loaded in. And then you see unaccompanied children that are just by themselves looking around for their mommy. And then boom, another van, boom, another bus. And then all of a sudden the door opens up and you see people disgorging, and then you look down the block and you see vans, because we were told when we were here months ago that they had just leased seven buildings, not just the big Hollywood building across the street that's just as big as the original Catholic charity, but seven buildings. I'm going to talk to locals. We're going to investigate today and find out more, but imagine one spot, one corner, 15th and Austin, McAllen, Texas. And this is what we saw in 42 minutes. So I know next hour you're going to be able to play some of that raw footage for people and show it. I know we're showing some of the B-roll now. But you said it. The UN said in the documents that Lou Dobbs and Judicial Watch got 14 years ago, to my film Endgame, that the plan was to use a virus to bring in global government and to bring collapsing borders and collapsing third world to bring down the first world and bring in world government. They do the great lockdown. They do the great reset. That starves the third world to death. The UN organizes them as armies to then completely break our borders and then break our social safety net. And then the UN admits this is their Cloward and Piven strategy. This is an exact strategy. And Congress sits there dumb debating who really broke the border. Why is there a surge when Biden said, as soon as I get elected, which he knew he was going to be selected, he said, I want you to immediately surge the border. And then now they've surged, and Kamala doesn't need to come see the border because they're doing the great job. And, man, you see these creepy women with devil tattoos and the Saint of Death tattoos ushering these children in. Again, we have videos at multiple airports because they have a private one and then they have the public one. And they bring babies, and the same woman with these Grim Reaper cat tattoos goes, this is my baby, you take it now. And they go, okay. No checkpoint, no records, no nothing, hand it off to charities. And then we saw today, like 20 waspy looking blonde haired, blue eyed, you know, trendy college kids getting off a bus and going into one of the Catholic charities again, because that's part of their college thing, is to help organize this. You have NASA saying to employees, take people in. You have the Democrats taking people in. And then what they do is they then farm these illegals whose identities they control. They put them to work in sweatshops. They put them to work in restaurants. They put them to work in different facilities. And then they sign them up and control them through lawyers and skim the money off the top, just like they do with the homeless. That's why they invite the homeless in. Society collapses. Then they get billions of dollars per major city for the homeless. That's all skimmed off the top to the left. The left farm homeless and illegal aliens as a permanent underclass, using America's welfare system to bring them in and then implode the country in the end. So listen, listeners, you got to understand, it's a pincer attack with the virus, with the lockdowns, with the killing the old people, and bringing in these third world poor slaves that will put up with anything and do anything. This is economic war. This is an attack on the country. And I cannot keep this broadcast on air without your support. I cannot do this without people realizing that your word of mouth to take these articles and to take these videos from band.video and share them. And I know you're doing it. We've all got to work harder and we've got to push harder. And we've got the 4th of July special going right now. That's going to have to end after 4th of July. Free shipping, double Patriot points. We need the funds. We don't have the big sponsors. We don't have that. We only have you, listeners. These children only have you, and no one else is doing this. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today. We have 60% off on X3. I got a big shipment of that in, the highest quality triiodine, deep earth crystal iodine, and two other types. So many people are deficient in it. So many people have low libido and stamina and energy because of that. And just take my iodine challenge. See it for yourself. Take it for a month, and if you don't feel more energy, if your skin isn't healthier, if it doesn't do amazing things for you, I'll eat my hat. But at this price of 60% off, there is no way you can beat this deal. $16. We barely make any money per container of it, but I believe you're going to love it so much you're going to reorder in the future. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have free shipping through Sunday, double Patriot points, and we have a bunch of other products back in, like Pollen Block. We have other great products like ProstaGuard. We have other great products like Supermelts for Femal Vitality back in stock. So many of our other bestsellers we're unable to even get in because of the supply chain breakdown that the globalists hit us with. It's the lockdown killing people and bankrupting people, not COVID-19. So again, listeners, fundraising drive here. And if you really want to help us, go right to the front page of InfoWarsStore.com where it says Sponsor Us, Give. And you can give right there, $5, $10, $50, $100, one-time gift, or sign up for auto gift of $5, $10, whatever, and just do it. Because no one else is fighting this hard. No one else is doing this. And I am doing whatever it takes to get this information out and to expand what we're doing. And I believe that we need to have reporters down here several days out of the week, basically reporting on what's happening and exposing it. And I'll just tell you point blank, I've hired a couple of reporters. They'll be here soon. We're beefing up what we're doing. We are expanding everything right now in this fight, despite the fact that long term we don't have the funds to continue on at this point, because we realize this is the main assault on the United States of America. This is the globalist attack, and this is the time for us to put our full energy in to this struggle. We can't wait any longer. We're going to break here in just a few minutes. They say they're 80% uploaded on the raw footage that they're going to be playing large excerpts of next hour that Owen's going to be narrating over. But I wanted to do 2 minutes to break. Just tell you, Tim Enloe, come over here and make any other points you want to make, or perhaps we should do it on the other side. But there's just, we are witnessing the collapse and the takeover of the country. So, Owen, you take us to break. We'll get some final comments from Tim Enloe. But, again, when you see the escalation from already wide open border, and at one corner in one little town, thousands of people a day being trafficked and children without their parents, some of these children looking for their mommy, and you're witnessing the crime, and the Senate report admits that tens of thousands of children were sex trafficked and given to people that weren't their parents by Obama purposely, and you realize we are complicit if we let this happen. So I'd love it if the tens of thousands here to see Trump would actually start coming and videotaping and exposing and putting it on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter, because I don't have accounts there, but you do have accounts there. Damn it. And so only place we have is Band.Video, and the only way we get out of this cage is you sharing the videos from Band.Video, and that's why you're so damn important, listeners, because we cannot let these children be abused. We cannot let this criminal precedent be set of Biden to be a damn dictator who can do whatever he wants, and that evil General Milley saying that America's the enemy and the main threat's right-wingers. No, the main threat is criminals like them that know they're conquering this country right now. We know what they've done.
All right, when we come back, we'll be hearing more from Alex Jones, and I want to get his take on this, because this isn't blaming Trump, but it's like Trump is now a distraction, like an angler fish, that they can run all these things while we're distracted by the light.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
This is one of those epic broadcasts that you're going to remember for the rest of your life. And we've got Alex Jones and crew with us down in McAllen, Owen Schroyer here in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. And so Alex makes such a great point. I know they want to kind of expand on this and just with the human smuggling that they're witnessing there as they're reflecting on everything that they saw today and what we've seen in the past being down in McAllen at this child trafficking center. But like you were saying, Alex, and I'm getting all these messages, oh, Trump's here, and thousands of people are out there waving flags. And so we've reached this weird point. And again, I'm not blaming Trump for this, but it's like Trump is now just a distraction, a shiny object, and everybody's paying attention to what Trump's doing, what he's thinking. Oh, my gosh. Meanwhile, the vaccines are killing people. We have human smuggling, child smuggling happening at the southern border. All the other crimes that the Biden family and the Biden administration is up to. And we can't even get over this weird hard-on for Trump as the election got stolen from him. And now he's sitting down in Florida as it all goes out. So, I mean, again, I'm not blaming Trump, but at what point do we say, hey, it's time to let Trump do his own thing, whatever he's going to do. That's irrelevant to us now. We still got to save this country. Trump can make his own decision of his involvement, but this is the perfect analogy, I think, right here, where you have thousands of people over here ready to see Trump, where they should be down in McAllen trying to stop this human smuggling operation from going down.
Up here.
helps get good Republicans elected. He's awesome. The Republican establishment wants to get rid of him. 100%, you know, back Trump, trying to energize the Republican Party. The issue is the tired old go to the DPS headquarters, sit around a table, talk about, you know, what they're going to do, talk about the smuggling. That's good. That puts a Band-Aid on it. But this is a hatchet wound or a 12-gauge shotgun hole. This is we need a tourniquet. We need emergency surgery. The escalation of this, the thuggishness of these private security goons wearing masks, making threatening statements to us, women in prison bus cages, children unaccompanied, this is massive crime. And since nothing was done by Congress and nothing was done by the courts in the last 6 months since Biden stole the election, when we were here 4 or 5 months ago and 2 months ago, it was bad. It is escalated off the freaking chart. There are, folks, this looks like people coming into Disney World. There's so many. This is one spot in one place. Completely illegal, and it's all part of the illegal takeover, all part of the medical tyranny. They want us to have internal checkpoints to go to the mall or go to the store with a medical ID, a vaccine passport to go to college. But, oh, the border's wide open, and then the colleges have been turned into engines of leftist activity where, again, the leftists are bringing in third world populations sent here because of the COVID lockdown who they now farm, you know, like a chia pet or something they keep in their room. I mean, this is unbelievable. And I know Tim Enloe got a lot to add about this because we're not exaggerating. He's been in law enforcement, you know, for a long time. He's a good old buzzard, and he can tell you all the different things from his perspective that are going on because we're not exaggerating. This is something out of a nightmare science fiction movie, and it's going on right now. And what's scary is, where is Fox News? Where is, I mean, I know OAN's had some reporters here, Newsmax has, great, but I don't see anything as hardcore as we got. Every time we step out of a damn SUV, it's like, there's video, this 40-minute video that's now been sent to you, where I'm literally sitting there, and I see the kids being smuggled without their parents, and I go, what the hell's this? Call 911, and then more buses and more cars. There's a shot where there's buses at all the four-way stops, buses and vans. So many of them that it's like there's people everywhere, crossing the streets everywhere. It's like a freaking anthill, man. So when you hear that it's 500,000 that have come across since Kamala got in, this one border sector found almost that many. Tim, and I'll give people a quick summation of what you witnessed today.
Right. You know, and I'd like to key off what you said, Owen, and what Alex said, and that is, you know, Trump coming in and Abbott coming in, we know while both of them have their good points, this is just smoke and mirrors. It's just a photo op for attention that says, you know, and a part of that is good because we need attention focused on this issue. But literally, while they're walking around getting their pictures taken, there are thousands of illegals being dropped off in downtown McAllen. And all the Americans are at the rally waving flags and waving Trump banners, which is doing nothing. What we need them to do is be in front of the Catholic Charities RGV building and sit there and protest and say, you're not bringing these illegals in here. Right? That's really what we need. We need Americans to get involved, to sit there and videotape and expose this just as we are doing right now. And if you remember last time we were down here, Owen, they called the police on us several times. Well, they did so again today. And it's really frustrating as a former law enforcement officer because McAllen police comes out, they talk to us, and I'm trying to explain to them how they're stuffing these illegal kids in the taxi cabs right in front of us 5 minutes before McAllen police showed up today without car seats. And the McAllen police officer's response was, well, we're here for you because we heard you were blocking traffic. We're not blocking traffic. We're trying to prevent them from stuffing kids into cars without car seats and then taking them to God knows where. And, you know, the officer's like, well, I don't understand why you're raising your voice. Well, we're raising our voices because we're upset about what's happening in our country. We're upset about children being smuggled and being transported illegally. We're upset about that. And, you know, they're like, well, call us next time you see it. Well, we've been calling them since April. They've known about this since
April.
There's
another question. What's coming next if we keep putting up with this level? What's the next level of abuse?
And so the scale of this is just, right now, it's unfathomable. It's unbelievable what we're seeing down here. And we need, Owen, if you can encourage Americans, come down to the border, bring your cameras, bring your videos, bring your phones, and expose this. Help us expose what's going on. Because the administration narrative is, oh, there's no crisis. Nothing's going on. And one day in McAllen, Texas, and you'll know the scale of this crisis.
And there are great Patriots down there in McAllen, but they're not enough, ladies and gentlemen. The True Texas Patriots group down there that I've been in contact with, I mean, it's just a small group of people down there. And that's what's so frustrating. It's like, hey, look, InfoWars is banned everywhere, man. All of our reporters, Alex Jones, you can't even share our links. So it's like, hey, why don't other people with massive followings that aren't censored make a big deal out of this? Hey, that's great. Trump, you're down there and you're bringing awareness.
What we're doing now. I've got an idea. I've got bullhorns. I didn't bring the armored vehicle. That's giant bullhorn. But next time Trump comes down here, I'm going to go to his event and tell everybody, hey, great, when you're done listening to Trump, let me come show you the actual human smuggling. Let's go protest this. Let's camp out. Let's basically shut it down by exposing it. And so I'm going to go to actually Trump's rally today, and I'm going to tell people on the bullhorn, hey, when you're done seeing Trump speak and everything, that's great. We're going to go back down to the corner of 15th and Austin in downtown McAllen. People got to see this for themselves, Ellen. It's insane.
Yeah, and of course, we've been witnessing this for months now. And like you said, where is the other news? I mean, for any news reporter, this is the number one story. Why would you not be covering this? Quite frankly, it's the easiest thing. You sit on the corner and just hit record. That's all you have to do.
Do you understand? Last time you were here, I know Zach got really upset because he saw little kids, Hispanic kids, who were going mama, mama by themselves. It's clear when a kid's by themselves. Okay, you can kind of go, okay, maybe their mom's somewhere else or whatever. No, obviously they've been kidnapped and grabbed. It's been confirmed that a percentage of them have been kidnapped and used as a way to get across the border. Because some of these are like full-grown men with the kid, but the kid doesn't like them. I understand that Hispanics have a lot of Anglo-white background genetics, so sometimes, you know, dark Hispanic parents have a blonde-haired, blue-eyed kid. That's not what's going on today. I saw blonde-haired, blue-eyed kids with no shoes on walking up to the armed guards saying, I want my mother. I mean, the kid had an Anglo accent, American accent. This is a kidnapped kid. It's a kidnapped kid with Central Americans. I saw it with my own damn eyes. I bet my right arm. And, of course, we've seen the Hispanic kids clearly been kidnapped as well. Oh, my mama, mama, mama. They're not with their damn mothers. Most of them are with their mothers. But I'm telling you, remember they did genetic tests and found one-third. Trump was doing it. One-third are not with their mothers. They're not even with a kin person that's a fifth cousin. One-third are not. That was when Trump was clamping down. One-third are not with their biological parents or even their damn family. So we know what's going on, and I'm telling you, we need to push for impeachment of Biden for crimes against humanity, human smuggling right now. Instead, the dam has just broken. This is so bold. The crimes of the globalists, the crimes of the Democratic Party, the crimes of the Republican leadership not doing anything, Mitch McConnell. I mean, I feel dirty and ashamed for the first time in my life being American. I do. I feel ashamed right now. I don't feel like I'm doing enough. I want to go down there right now. Like, I don't feel good about myself unless I go down there right now and save those kids. I'm serious.
Well, that's the problem here, Alex. And that's the conclusion you reach when you just war game it out in your head is there's really only one option. You want to stop this, you're going to get arrested. I mean, that's it. You try to stop this human smuggling operation, you're going to get arrested. And why do people act so naive to this? You've seen the stories. Florida, Los Angeles, dozens of kids in cages. You see Huffington Post reporters arrested for sending out child porn. Where do you think they get the children to get raped on film, folks? Those kids just don't appear out of nowhere. They get smuggled into this country.
They're abusing these children. We saw the creep come out. We were here last time and go, hey, these women need to know the Lord, and I will teach them. The big, tall, white guy, he goes, I'm here to get them to work for me in Pennsylvania. And he was inside. We had an undercover police lady in there, and that's why he ran out to confront her, and then he ran into our people.
All right, we got a short break. We'll be right back with Alex.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. But there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at GoldCo to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.